This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Go with another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That's us, brought to you today in part by our friends at Puttlich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. I'm going to tell you in just a little bit about a really good deal. Puttlich, it's a really good deal. Every Wednesday, we get a set of wheels that's a really good deal, so you're going to like it. Hang tight on that. Friday, we'll be live from Puttlich Valley City location, because they are doing a fun fundraiser to battle cancer. Who wouldn't want to be part of that? Hope you'll join us on Friday for that. Steve Hallstrom will be broadcasting tomorrow on the program. Tomorrow, Carol Lease, North Dakota Farm Bureau, in the spot for me. I'm off for a couple of days, a family trip out east to go see our daughter in college. So I'm looking forward to unplugging a little bit. Yes. Fully unplugged, because otherwise I'll come back and have to be re-educated on everything, because we have a lot going on. The president is about to make a statement on Syria. Evidently, Russia and Turkey have reached a deal. We know that, right? We'll expect his comment about that. Yesterday, the testimony by Ambassador Taylor, or is this today, Taylor? I think today's Taylor. But anyway, it's completely undercut all this quid pro quo stuff. The games being played right now with the behind-the-scenes stuff going on are insane. So just know when you get a breaking news alert that says, oh-ho, there was a quid pro quo, I'm not so sure. Because within 5 minutes yesterday, the stuff that was being said by these ambassadors, who really are going rogue, they're going rogue. Laura Ingraham had a great interview last night with Vice President Mike Pence. And she said, you know, at one point, it just sounds to me like these people are going, this is like the revenge of the deep state. Of the deep state. And he said, it is. That's what's going on. Mind you, a story I told you about at one point. Chris Berg and I, he of POV TV fame, and I had the opportunity to interview the president. We had separate interviews, but we're in the same diplomatic room of the White House, lower level. President comes down from the festivities going on upstairs, and while we are waiting for the president to come down, we have a conversation with someone that has been at the White House from the beginning. And Chris asked the question, what most surprised you? This is not on the air or anything. This is us chatting. What's most surprised you about your time in the White House? He said, honestly, the full first 2 years, 8 of 10 people working here were undermining us. Were not with us. That's the deep state. Think of that, folks. Try and run a business. Try and run any office where 8 of 10 people are not with you. Only in the federal government could something that stupid happen. You can't fire people when they're civil service. It's just, so these are the people, 8 of the 10, that are doing what they're doing here. And because they're doing it how they're doing it, behind closed doors, they can leak out what they want to their favorite little reporters and, you know, set the story before any of it's been debunked. Well, it's all been debunked. So I'll keep track of a little bit of that. Anyway, enough on that. We are keeping tabs on it, but it's just more of the same. That's all you really need to know at this point. The Commissioner of Agriculture in the great state of North Dakota is our friend Doug Goring. He's here today to tell us a little bit about some gathering events that he and Governor Burgum undertook this week, and also a little bit about going forward, what we can do in the way of solutions. Doug, how are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Scott. Doing well.
How bad is it? We were reading some texts earlier today from farmers. I've asked for these from farmers and ranchers. I want to know. Tell me how it's going. And, you know, it's heart-wrenching to read these. You know, you've seen a few seasons in your day. So what would you say as far as this year, how bad is it?
Well, this is probably definitely one for the record books. We have farmers and ranchers I've talked to that have been doing this for 60, over 50 years and close to 60 years, and they haven't seen a fall like this. And I know we've went through droughts. We went through the 80s. Heck, we've lived through the last 5 years, and that has been challenging enough. But to start off 2019 with extremely cold winter and spring, and in fact, we had guys this spring that were harvesting last year's crop, and then we didn't get the crop in necessarily in a timely manner this year. We've had a cool summer. June came along. Things looked nice. You know, rain makes grain. It's just never really quit, and we've got records now set in September for the amount of rainfall that has happened. I know on our farm, we're pushing almost 40 inches in some places for the entire year. And that's twice what we get in other years. And I remember 93 being extremely wet, but at least we started to dry up towards fall so we could get harvest done. What's really, I think, more challenging on this one is it just there's been no reprieve. And it's been clear across the state. I got farmers calling me from northwestern North Dakota where I don't know if that ground's ever held water and you've ever had a mud puddle for more than a day. And we got guys that can't get their pulse crops off, their peas, their lentils, flax, wheat, and durum. It's sprouting out in the field. Discounts are extremely high. We move into the central part of the state where we have some places that had 5, 6, and 8 inches of rain 3 weeks ago. And then a week ago, 10 days ago, they then get pounded with 20 to 30 inches of heavy, wet snow. And we got tremendous difficulties, roads. That's probably the biggest thing that is really impacting a lot of these producers. It's not just access from your farm. It's access from your farm to your livestock, to your fields. Roads have broken down or they're flooded. When you get into prairie pothole region, you don't have drainage. And you don't have all of your hay gathered because you've been challenged this whole fall with trying to get your hay on days when it's drying off and conditions are good enough that you can drive on the roads and drive out in the field. We got people driving tractors on sod trying to haul hay, and the tractors are getting stuck out in the middle of the prairie. And that's just saturated, tough conditions. We got livestock that don't have feed. We got livestock that were lost during the storm itself. The repercussions afterwards are livestock that sit there and end up having to breathe in a lot of heavy, wet snow. Actually, you'll get that water into their lungs. We've had livestock dying now, virtually drowning because of the after effects of the conditions in which they had to live through. And we have cut silage.
If you have a question or comment, by the way, for the Ag Commissioner, feel free to call us at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. Also text Todd, 701-226-8503 with your questions, or me at 701-367-2054. Dana and Judd was on before the break. We've been talking, Doug, to people that just say, what solutions are out there? What's practical? What can we do to help? What should be done? A lot of different ideas out there. Dana, you didn't get a chance to finish your comment, and Commissioner Goring is here now, but go ahead and finish, and maybe give us a good suggestion that he can comment on here.
Thank you, Scott, for letting me come back on. Commissioner Goring, right now, you know, it is bad out here. The culverts are full of water. The water's at an all-time high. But, like, we have MFP payments that they're holding up on us where we know that market price is not going to reach what they want it to reach to where they won't kick in. So they could get those off for a start to help. And right now the financial markets are under stress, and the Federal Reserve is releasing money to them to help that out in the last month, $181 billion. And it's all repo auctions, and I know they're short-term loans, but they're dishing out buckets full of money to help that. Why can't they get something out here, you know, that makes us cash flow? Because there's nothing we have that can control this.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. The weather and the markets we don't control, and they seem to be beating up on us at all angles, whether you're a farmer or a rancher. So a couple things that have been working on and working with some great partners in this. NDSU Extension has been great, the extension agents out there. Also working with FSA and at the state level and the county level, they've been doing assessments and evaluating if there's any losses or can we at least trigger a 30% loss on any given crop in a county. We'll at least put the wheels in motion to look at a secretarial disaster. Now, with that being said, the secretarial disaster is only going to provide some ability to access FSA loans, low-interest loans. But
hold that thought if you would, Doug. We've got a break here, so we'll just finish on the other side of the break. Thanks for the call, Dane. Appreciate it. More of Commissioner Doug Gorgon's answer when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. A high percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn, and basically you look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, this is Andy Murdoch with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers with an exceptional lineup of farm and construction equipment auctions this November, featuring farm retirement auctions in Beach, Church's Ferry, and Grassy Butte, North Dakota, offering Case and John Deere combines, John Deere and versatile four-wheel drive tractors, John Deere 4940 and 4730 sprayers, hopper bins, semi-trucks, trailers, and more. Pfeiffer's will also be hosting equipment auctions in Steele, Williston, Harvey, Tuttle, and Bowman. Full equipment inventory lists and all land auctions are available at Pfeiffer's.com.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
In part today by DAC Diesel. You got a diesel, you need it running better, you need a semi-truck, pickup truck, tractor, needed maintenance, just so you know, you prevent against those breakdowns that can be so costly. This year is a good example. I mean, boy, you have the ability to get in the field and something breaks down, that's a double whammy, because you're not going to get back in the field for a while. with weather like this. That's where Dak Diesel and the team come through. They really do. They have some great enhanced performance things they can do as well. Just a good idea to give them a call. Get that in. Get a little tune-up going. 701-258-5011. Online at DakDiesel.com. Back with more with Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner. Our guest on What's on Your Mind. Before the break, you were starting to talk about some different ideas out there, some things that were being done, NDSU, and also on the federal side. So go ahead and just walk us through what are possibilities to ease some of this pain.
Yeah. Well, with the secretarial designation, what would happen is it would put in place the ability to look at some low-interest loans, which most farmers would tell you, I don't need another loan. I just need a market price, and I want to harvest my crop. But to that end, it does potentially make us eligible for WIP plus money, which is wildfire hurricane indemnity payments. That was established this spring by Congress. And I should say, too, kudos to our congressional delegation. They have been very engaging and have been asking a lot of questions and very involved in this. But also I want to say a big thank you to Senator Hovind because of his work when they were working on this WIP Plus program. One of the provisions he got put in there was snowstorms. And that's going to give us the ability to trigger the potential to qualify for the WIP Plus money. Now, there was only $3.1 billion, and there's a process here, and the state FSA director, Brad Dickerson, has to go through this and collect that information from the counties. But that will put in place a process where we can then potentially be eligible, and at some later date we'll find out. The governor will more than likely, once that information comes in, request that information or request the secretarial designation. It's kind of a group effort here, but we're gonna make sure we're gonna write the narrative, help tell the story, and try to get all 53 counties eligible, but it's going to be a bit challenging to get there. Something we were talking about on the break, the MFP payments, or it came up in the previous, most of those payments were 53% of what we're potentially going to get, and there's some discussion as to can we ask for the rest of the payment earlier rather than waiting till later. That might be under the secretary's discretion. We'll have a conversation with him about that. But the other thing I believe where we really got kicked in the stomach was the ARC payments, the agricultural risk coverage payments that came here recently.
Yeah, we had this. Let me read you part of this text that we had from a farmer talking about a real disaster brewing in ag right now. 90% of the spring wheat sprouted or underwater, corn harvest looking difficult. And then a surprise last week when the FSA ARC payments most farmers have depended on were less than 15% of what was received in 17 and 18 in our county. Conditions haven't changed in 3 years, and we're at a loss as to why that number would go down. Is that Grower right?
Yeah, he absolutely is. And it's the framework for the farm bill, which is always supposed to use the reference price from the previous year to determine if it goes down significantly. That's part of the factor. The other is, what was the production in your county? The only way to get away from that is to go to PLC, which is it's your production loss coverage, and that can work on an individual basis. It has some different criteria, but absolutely under the ARC payment, when I saw what those ARC payments were from previous years, it was disappointing because...
Can it be changed? Can you alter that? Can there be, do you have an argument to say
it happened in the past, and it's a factor of what your production was in that county for that specific crop and how much the price has changed from the previous year. And the reality is the price has only gotten a little worse from where it was last year. We all thought the price was bad last year.
So then it shouldn't have changed, right? It shouldn't have changed. I mean, this person's saying conditions in his county haven't changed in 3 years, so they can't figure out why it goes down 15%.
Well, and that's part of the problem, though. Conditions haven't changed, but it uses the previous year as the reference year. You aren't going back to setting something from 5 years ago and saying if your price isn't where it was from 5 years ago, that's what we're paying you.
So you're saying
you off from the previous year, and
based on the criteria in the Farm Bill, then you're saying they're doing it accurately. It's no fun, but it isn't something you can easily change.
Right.
Those are
things we battled on previously when we were having a lack of NAS data to address what some counties who didn't have the production, but they said, well, the fact that we statistically can't figure out where it's at, we think you got enough production, so they didn't even qualify.
If you had to, single out one thing where you think it could make the most difference for the folks that are struggling the most right now, what would it be? What is the one thing you're kind of counting on that could help here?
Well, for the weather to change and people to start harvesting, at least in a drought, you're working. You may deal with the same financial difficulties, and you may not have the crop to harvest, but at least you're busy, and you feel like you're being useful and productive. When you sit around and you just look out the window and you twiddle your thumbs, you don't feel very productive. And it's difficult to sit there and wait weeks on end when you know you should be harvesting your crop and you can't. Or you have to get hay out of the field and you can't. Or you need to be cutting silage and you can't. Or when you are finally out there doing something, you're mentally and emotionally exhausted. And now you're pushing your body, so then you physically are getting to a point where it's so challenging that people break down rather quickly, and all of a sudden they start thinking about other alternatives. And I really want to encourage people, don't do that. Your family is counting on you, and although you're perceived as, and we think of ourselves as being the rock and we have to be steady, that's true, but they can see the stress on you. You need to talk with your loved ones, your friends. You need to reach out to those faith-based organizations in your communities. If not, call 211. Talk to someone. We're all going through this. We're living through it, and we can't afford to lose you. Your family can't afford to lose you. Your communities. It's unbelievable how much our communities just love our farmers and ranchers. It's you're part of that culture, and I'm more concerned about making sure that we're keeping people mentally and emotionally healthy so that we can manage and work our way through this stress, because it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable what people are dealing with.
It really is. It's very tough. Doug, thanks for the time today. Anytime you want to get on short notice, let us know. We'll get you on right away, because we want to make sure that the folks are aware of all the strings that are being pulled to try and do anything possible to try to mitigate some of this challenging time we have with farm and ranch country. So love to have you back anytime. Keep us posted. Thanks for the good work. You bet. The Ag Commissioner of the great state of North Dakota, Doug Goyen. When we come back, Congressman Dusty Johnson from South Dakota on these and other topics. Stay tuned for that.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump making a statement at this hour at the White House concerning the Turkey-Syria border situation. In a tweet a short time ago, the president said the ceasefire there has held and that the Kurds are safe, though that doesn't jibe with reports from the ground.
President Trump also saying that ISIS prisoners being held in the area have been secured. Presidential candidate Joe Biden is still leading the polls in the race for the Democratic nomination. A new CNN survey says Biden has support of 34% of Democratic-leaning voters. Senator Elizabeth Warren comes in second in the poll with 19%.
This has been a challenging few years for Facebook.
That's Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, currently in the spotlight at a hearing on Capitol Hill that's going to focus on its controversial plan for digital currency. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
I promised you that I would tell you about a great set of wheels that our friends at Pucklich have waiting for you right now. This is at the Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC store in Valley City. Your chance to hear about it. Take a look at one of the sharpest set of wheels on the Northern Plains. They have two great stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This one's in the Valley City store. It's a new pickup truck. You're going to love this color. It's almost new. It's like new. What it is, a 2017 Chevy Silverado double cab. Really cool color. Graphite metallic. It's got like a, I don't know, bluish gray to it. Looks really sharp in the sunlight. Soft cloth bed cover to it. Four-wheel drive. Heated seats, universal home remote built-in right into the truck. Got a big 5.3-liter V8. And this one, are you ready? Only 21,000 miles. Incredible. 21,000 miles, like new Chevy Silverado. Hop online right now. It's at 32,495. But if you walk in and say, hey, Scott told me about it, $1,000 goes off. 31,300 is the price. PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom, see it for yourself. Or North Dakota's home for Chevy, Pucklich, and Bismarck as well. And don't forget, Steve will be live from the Valley City location. Our own Steve Hallstrom, subbing for yours truly on Friday, as they have a great little fundraiser going on. You'll want to stop by because it's a great cause, Cancer Prevention Day. So join the fun right there. We have had great conversations over the years with members of Congress from South Dakota. Of course, we're blessed to have a nice big signals into South Dakota, and so we cover a wide swath of South Dakota. So Senator John Thune, a regular over the years, and Kristi Noem, her term as a member of Congress, and her replacement in that post, the man that ran for that office and won is Dusty Johnson. And our first chance to chat with him here on the program and to give you the ability to call in. We did meet him down in Arizona while we're checking out the wall building at Fisher Industries down there. So we did have a chance to say hello and visit a little bit down there. But the first time on the program and an ability for South Dakota listeners or anybody to give us a call at 800-228-0550 and say hello. Congressman Johnson, how are you?
Good, Scott. I got to tell you, I got into a little bit of trouble at the South Dakota State Fair. I had a couple of different South Dakotans scold me for not making time to be on your show. They said, thousands of us listen to him down here. You got to get on. So thanks for making time for me. They put my head on straight.
Well, that wasn't your fault. That's our fault. We got to ask more often, you know. So we forget sometimes to have our South Dakota friends on. So we appreciate having you on. Love to have you on anytime it works for your schedule, that's for sure. I just saw something about the hearings are postponed a little bit because Shifty Schiff, as the president finally refers to Adam Schiff, is holding up in the SCIF, which is the little secret bunker before they start the hearing with today's witness. What the heck is going on in that town anyway?
Well, and I would tell you, the closed-door nature of this is something that should offend all Americans. Listen, I get it. Not everybody loves the president. Some of your listeners maybe think that, you know, he needs to be held accountable. But listen, regardless, I mean, if you're against impeachment like I am, or even if you're for it, we should all be irritated and, frankly, outraged by how much of this is going on behind closed doors. You know, the president's team, unlike with past impeachments, where a president's team has been able to review the evidence and prepare a defense, this president has to fight secondhand accounts of closed-door testimony that are selectively released to the media. It's like fighting a ghost.
You know, many of our listeners have been concerned that you know, the president is under assault here. And they've tried everything, right? They tried the Mueller probe, no collusion, nothing there, you know. And they just keep trying things. They've really been at this, literally, we know, since before the election even, with the dossier and all the things they were trying to do with the FISA court. So they see a president that they appreciate that's fighting, that's standing up for them. They honestly get a little irritated at Republican members of Congress. I've told a story on the air that I was out at the Capitol and I was telling Senator Cramer about the fact that we were getting a lot of calls that people were upset with Senator Lindsey Graham. And he said, well, what are they mad about? I said, well, they want him to hold hearings. He's the Judiciary Committee chairman in the U.S. Senate. Why doesn't he hold hearings? So Kevin and I were walking as I'm telling him this story, and he had to go vote. He said, I'll be back in a minute. He brings Lindsey Graham back with him and says, you need to hear what Hannon here is hearing from his listeners. They want more fight out of you and Lindsey Graham and every other Republican. What do you say to people that don't think the Republicans in Congress are fighting enough on behalf of the president?
Well, listen, I get it. But, you know, facts can be stubborn things. I mean, the reality is that not a single Republican voted against the, censure of Adam Schiff. I mean, Republicans were united on that front. And frankly, you know, go check out the House floor. I mean, from last week. I mean, I took to the floor and had a pretty impassioned, plank by plank attack of the process that the Democrats are using. But listen, Hannon, you get it. I mean, I can give a great, impassioned 5-minute speech on the floor, but if MSNBC doesn't cover it, if CNN doesn't cover it, if some of the mainstream networks don't cover it, it's almost like it didn't happen. So, you know, sure, could the Senate do more? Yeah, I'm sure they could. But at least in the House, Republicans are the minority. We're trying to use every avenue we can to get the word out. It is hard in this town.
Let's talk a little bit about what isn't getting done. That's the real tragedy here. And I have to think that this is at least something that's in the back of the mind of the Democrats, because Nancy Pelosi not long ago got up and was supposed to, announce that they were going to continue with the impeachment inquiry in the latest way. And instead, she started talking about USMCA and started talking about H.R. 3 on prescription drugs. And, you know, you better ask us about this stuff we're doing. Well, they're not doing it. I mean, USMCA at a time, I know South Dakota's been hit worse than North Dakota in farm and ranch country right now. It's awful. And here is a deal that's done, that's sitting in her drawer that she won't pull out and actually have done. Now, she says in this press conference, you know, they won't, they're not answering our counteroffer. So she puts it back on Republicans. But this isn't getting much attention from the majority in the House, is it?
Oh, well, listen, this whole Democrat approach to the USMCA has been really disappointing. I mean, sometimes they will try to poo-poo it as not a very big deal. Oh, it's just NAFTA rebranded. That is total balderdash. The reality is we're talking about an additional $2 billion of ag exports. We're talking about an additional 176,000 American jobs. We're talking about growing the American economy by $68 billion. I mean, this is real impact. And frankly, it's been languishing for 327 days. And so, you know, if the speaker is concerned that the administration doesn't turn around a counteroffer in a couple of days, well, what was she doing with the other 325? I mean, this thing is a no-brainer for the American economy, and you're exactly right, Scott. It's the kind of thing that would have gotten done in September had it not been for all of this attention on impeachment.
Well, here's what I'm struggling with. Does she really want to pass it? Or, you know, there's all kinds of poison pill ideas out there from, you know, very left-leaning members of the Democratic caucus who want to open it back up and do all kinds of things that would obviously be a poison pill that they could say is a quote-unquote amendment. But do you think Nancy Pelosi gets it that this needs to pass?
Well, I think that remains to be seen. I mean, she held up the Colombia Free Trade Agreement that Obama negotiated for 3 years. I mean, this woman just doesn't believe in willing buyer, willing seller. And, you know, is the Colombia Agreement perfect? No. But, you know, you probably know, Scott, Colombia is now the fifth biggest market for American corn. I mean, it's not like Colombia's got a billion people. It's not like they eat a lot of corn compared to other people. It's just that when you take away all of these trade barriers, it's amazing how these agreements can really add to the bottom line of the farm economy. And so she held up the Colombia agreement because she didn't like free trade. That clearly is part of the answer in USMCA. But, you know, the speaker has a political problem. She's got a big political problem in that she's probably got 80 or 90 of her members that want desperately to vote for this thing because they want a stronger economy back home. They represent American manufacturing or American ag producers. Their people are telling them, get it done.
Yeah, incredible. It really is. We're chatting with Dusty Johnson, who is the congressman from South Dakota, represents all of South Dakota. How many states have just one member of the U.S. House?
Oh, it's five or six, and of course most of them are clustered right close. You know, Wyoming, Montana, South Dakota, North Dakota, that'd be four of them. Then you get Alaska, and I think there's one up in New England. But, you know, they are generally people who understand cattle country and understand corn country. We do a lot of working together. I mean, Kelly Armstrong, Liz Cheney, Greg Gianforte, they are three of my closest allies on the House floor.
Speaking of Liz Cheney, I love the woman, and she has done some favors for me over the years in making sure that I got a chance to visit with her father as vice president and after, and have really always enjoyed the Cheneys. I was a little disappointed in the effort to rebuke the president, or whatever you could call that, to go against his policy on the situation in Syria, but she brought a lot of members with her on that. So two to one, Republicans, voting against the president's policy on that, including yourself. Explain your position on that.
Well, what I did in advance is go around to people who served in theater. I mean, my colleagues, you know, names you would know, Dan Crenshaw, you know, he's the guy with the eye patch, and he is an expert in this. He has lived this. He has sweat for this country. People like Michael Walsh, who served in theater. People like Mark Green, who was part of the unit that actually got Saddam Hussein. These guys are huge Trump supporters. They are experts in military affairs, and they have been boots on the ground. They've been in the sand and in the dust and in the fight. And every one of those people have made it clear that they felt like the way we did the pullout meant it was really good news for the Islamic State. And when those guys who are experts and, tell me that means a lot. That weighs heavy on my heart. But I think reasonable people can disagree about this. I don't think any of us want endless wars. I approve of what the president wants to do strategically. I just think tactically there were better ways that it should have been handled.
Have you heard, as I have, that the 28 troops that were remaining there that were pulled out quickly was because of the impasse that came with Turkey that, sorry, we're going in. And so the president was, yes, it happened quickly, but it happened because he wanted those troops out of harm's way. And that, you know, the opposite happens, and you say, well, we'll leave them there and see what happens, and they end up coming home in flag-draped coffins, and we would be screaming bloody murder at the president. Why didn't you get them out of harm's way? What about that theory?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the same thing. You know, we have not had a classified briefing from the administration on this in the last week. So a lot of what we know is either dated, because we have gotten some information from the administration, or just what we get, out of the media. And so I can't say with any kind of certainty. I mean, I would say what a lot of us in Congress still care about is making sure that the ceasefire that the president's working on, that holds, and that can lead to better things and more stability in the region. And frankly, that we make sure that those bad guys, those ISIS prisoners, wherever we go from here, those guys have got to stay, in confinement as much as possible. Some of those folks are really, really bad guys.
We'll pick up what the president had to say on this after the break. Dusty Johnson, thank you so much. We'll have you back, sir. Take care.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement.
So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Bodno, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Make you happy, don't they, those Mavericks?
Very much so.
I love it.
One of my favorite bands.
Can't believe this is the final segment for the program today, and it makes me sad. I'll next be back on the air on Monday. Tomorrow, Darrell Lisa, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, will be here. Congressman Kelly Armstrong with him and other guests. Friday, remember, we'll be at Pucklich, Chevy, Buick, GMC, 721 Main, Valley City. Stop by. Say hello. Steve Hallstrom informed me on Friday. And then I'm back on Monday. I'm going to go see Hannah, our daughter Hannah. That's right.
Heading east.
It's kind of tough having a daughter thousands of miles away. I know it's, you know, she's in her junior year, so this isn't new. This is the third year we've done it, but I miss her, you know?
Well, I get it.
She's home for a short while in the summer, and she's a good, She communicates well. She's texting all the time and talking, so it isn't like I don't talk to her. But it's just, you see that little girl that you remember crawling out of a crib. She used to crawl out of her crib, and she was very good at it. And even if we would put a one of those little tent net kind of things over the the see-through net, you put that on the crib, and she still would get out. And so Marie and I are like, what are you doing? I show you.
Yeah.
And then she'd go and reenact her little mission.
Watch.
Yeah. So it got to the point where we had to stack things up against the crib, for crying out loud.
Here, hold my teething ring.
And now that little girl's at Yale.
Yeah,
she's a bulldog.
Crazy.
It's just crazy.
Awesome.
It's unbelievable. Yes. Sorry. Bragging up the kids again. But Alex, Hannah, and Haley, good kids. Good kids. Blessed beyond belief, Marie and I. Hey, do you know how our oil gets to market? So we pull oil out of the ground. How does it get to market?
Which state are we talking about?
Our fine state, North Dakota, comes out of the ground.
Smart enough to put it in a pipeline.
Yeah, that's about 73% of it as of March 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Todd, what do you think is number two? After pipelines, the second way we get to our oil to market would be what?
Got to be on the rail, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That's right. It's the rail. And then like 4% is truck. Truck. The balance is, refined, and then they get it to market, right? But 88,000 barrels per day of total refining capacity from North Dakota's two refineries, and we do that right here. So rail used to be numero uno. That was the big one, but more oil is shipped via pipelines now, which does what? Brings trucks off the streets, brings rail tanker cars out of communities, and increases the value of Bakken crude because it costs you less to get it.
Burns less diesel.
This is why we have a North Dakota Petroleum Council. They work on these things all the time. Now, one half of all the taxes of this great state are paid for by the oil and gas industry. It's phenomenal. Find out more about all of this at energyofnorthdakota.com. Energyofnorthdakota.com. The president taking to the podium to announce that he'll be lifting all sanctions on Turkey, that a small number of U.S. troops are going to stay in Syria, and the ceasefire is permanent. Boy, he's a master. I don't know how he did that. How do you say a ceasefire is permanent? Let's find out more. Here he is.
My fellow Americans, I greet you this morning from the White House to announce a major breakthrough toward achieving a better future for Syria and for the Middle East. It's been a long time. Over the last 5 days, you have seen that a ceasefire that we established along Syria's border has held, and it's held very well, beyond most expectations. Early this morning, the government of Turkey informed my administration that they would be stopping combat and their offensive in Syria and making the ceasefire permanent, and it will indeed be permanent. However, you would also define the word permanent in that part of the world as somewhat questionable. We all understand that. But I do believe it will be permanent. I've therefore instructed the Secretary of the Treasury to lift all sanctions imposed on October 14th, in response to Turkey's original offensive.
Hold that thought one second, Captain. Do you think the sanctions had anything to do with the, we don't need to do this anymore? Do you think they one without the other?
Oh, yeah.
Without him imposing the sanctions, does this happen?
No.
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 Same.
Why would it? Why would it stop?
Same thing on the trade deals, folks. This is what happens when you put a businessman in the position of President of the United States. Okay, a little more of this.
All right. A real
region. So the sanctions will be lifted unless something happens that we're not happy with. This was an outcome created by us, the United States, and nobody else.
I love it.
No other nation. Very simple. And we're willing to take blame, and we're also willing to take credit. This is something they've been trying to do for many, many decades.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are blessed beyond belief. We've avoided another costly military intervention. Someone else can fight over the long, blood-stained sand, not us. And you tell Turkey, get out of there. Quit meddling with it. And rather than do that with the lives of our troops, we're doing it with sanctions. Folks, I'm telling you what. Unbelievable. I just talked to a coworker of mine, says a listener, He's in Pennsylvania. President Trump is there. He's at the rally, and he said it's really buzzing out there. He's speaking at an oil energy conference. Oh, okay. I don't think President Trump's in Pennsylvania. He's right here, but maybe he's coming. He might be coming tonight, and it probably would already be buzzing out there. Absolutely. Happy belated birthday, Scott. Thank you very much. Hope winter wasn't hit too early, and that's all good. All good. All good. I'm just worried about winter coming a little early for our farmers. Instead of focusing on working for USMCA, they focus on lynching. Pelosi and those standing with her are very, very sick people. Very, very sick people. A couple of your comments here. Didn't get to all of them today. We never do, but we love you. Thanks for listening.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But a sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now, and also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price, and literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Come on in. Check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.